the Wild West of cryptocurrencies in investment portfolios. I'm David Brancaccio. New York Attorney General Letitia James is warning that the hypersonic rise of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin has brought more crooks into the mix. She's issued a pair of strongly worded alerts, one for brokers and dealers, another for investors and consumers. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has some details.
Attorney General James called cryptocurrencies high-risk, unstable investments and warned they can result in devastating losses just as quickly as they can provide gains. In the investor alert, James said many operators of virtual currency trading platforms are themselves invested in cryptocurrencies, and their financial interests, quote, may conflict with your interests. James also said there are few consumer protections from fraud. The industry alert warned that cryptocurrency brokers, dealers, salespeople, and investment advisors all have to register with her office. James added, play by the rules or we will shut you down. Just 2 weeks ago, James filed a lawsuit against the digital currency trading platform CoinSeed, alleging that it had operated as an unregistered broker-dealer for more than 3 years. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The price of a Bitcoin crossed above $50,000 overnight. That's nearly quadruple what it was in the early fall. Several reports show U.S. manufacturing's on a roll, including data from the Institute for Supply Management and from IHS Markit's Purchasing Managers Index. Home construction and auto sales have the factories really going. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports that demand for manufactured goods is starting to create bottlenecks in production.
Manufacturing employment still hasn't quite caught up to pre-pandemic levels. But as the economy emerges from pandemic lockdowns and demand ramps up for manufactured goods like cars and appliances,
manufacturers are certainly well ahead of most other industries when it comes to the recovery.
Dave Gilbertson at payroll processor UKG says employers report it's getting harder to find skilled labor. Meanwhile, economist Ben Ayers at Nationwide says shortages are developing for materials like lumber, steel, semiconductors, as producers try to increase output amid tight COVID restrictions. He says with demand up and supply constrained, prices are rising.
It's just this weird transition from COVID to post-COVID, and one of the near-term impacts is likely to be a little bit of a pop in inflation.
Ayers predicts that pop will only last 6 to 8 months, and prices will moderate as supply and demand come into balance. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
A disclosure note, that piece included a source from UKG, which is also a Marketplace underwriter. Yesterday, the S&P 500 gained the most in any day since June on a rise of 2.4%. The NASDAQ went up 3%. The Dow went up more than 600 points, about 2%. This after the bond market seemed to stabilize after sharp falls last week that pushed up interest rates. Analysts tell me the volatility is largely about investors trying to get a handle on how fast the U.S. economy recovers as more people get their COVID shots. With new stimulus, there seems to be plenty of room to grow, or might too much too fast spark inflation? That's the open question. The benchmark 10-year interest rate starts today at about 1.46%. NASDAQ and S&P futures this morning down slightly, 0.3%. Zoom, of Zoom fame, there's news late yesterday that sales went up 369% in the last quarter. Many are indeed still working from home. The stock is up nearly 9% in pre-market trading now. Now to funeral homes under pressure in a pandemic that has killed more than 500,000 people in the U.S. alone. Florian Martin of Houston Public Media has that.
In the early days of the pandemic, many funeral homes lost revenue as demand dropped for some of their services. Manuel Guerra was laid off from his job as a funeral director in Houston.
When the corona first came out, a lot of families and a lot of funeral homes were doing only cremations. Maybe they just have a memorial service. You know, with just a few people present, but not the body present.
But Guerra didn't have to wait long for a new job as infections and deaths surged in the summer. He's now the funeral director at one of four branches of another Houston company, Leal Funeral Home, and the job has kept him busier than ever.
We had almost 39 funerals in 1 week. That's what some funeral homes do in 1 month.
As someone working in the funeral industry for 40 years, Gera is used to seeing death. But this has been different.
We had a wife, young, that died on the beginning of a month. And about 4 weeks later, her husband died. And it's just sad. It's tragic.
Gera says he has lost 4 family members to COVID-19. In addition to more burials, funeral homes have also had to do more to help out overburdened hospitals and medical examiners. Harvey Hildebrand is the executive director at the Texas Funeral Directors Association.
So all those things that we normally handle, those have all been challenged and exacerbated.
Many funeral companies are also making more money during the pandemic. Houston-based national funeral giant Service Corporation International reported recently that it brought in $280 million more in revenue in 2020 than in the previous year. The company pointed out significant challenges, though, and thanked frontline workers for their resolve and focus on safety. At Leal Funeral Home, Manuel Guerra says he hopes the vaccine will start to make a difference.
And I pray that the cure is around the corner.
And he is a step closer to getting that protection. Guerra recently received his first shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm Florian Martin for Marketplace.
Much will happen throughout the day on our money, markets, workplace culture, and innovation beats. You should listen for my colleague Kai Rizdahl, host of Marketplace. He's, of course, on many public radio stations or streamable once the program is put to bed at marketplace.org. Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.